Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, I got sucked into this crazy video that was making the rounds yesterday of a UFO supposedly taking a direct hit from a missile and surviving it.
Wasn't that crazy?
Happened off the coast of Yemen, October 30th of last year. Nobody has seen this publicly until it was played by a whistleblower at some sort of hearing yesterday morning. It looks like this little sphere, this little bubble that we've seen many videos like this where they're coming in and out of the ocean, and this one's zipping along. The U.S. fired a Hellfire missile at it, and it kind of went doink and bounced off of it, didn't explode, and this thing just kept on zipping by. So now a bunch of people are like, well, the aliens are here, and they're living in the ocean, which I kind of think is true. I really do. The more and more I see these weird little ball objects zipping around, it's like we got something here.
How do you not look at an octopus and go, that's not an alien? Have been around the world for forever.
The octopus is not zipping around the sky.
That might be a spaceship. You don't know.
Getting hit by missiles.
And the hardest thing about that is you don't know if it's real or not. Like, AI could, you know, make that easy. So it's just hard to believe what we see with our eyes anymore.
I know, but I think they're living in the ocean.
You think so?
I really do. And how about this thing that's supposed to get here in November that's like 7 miles long, and they've been tracking it out in space
for a long time, right?
And it's got reflective metal paneling and stuff on it, they think, and
it's literally Chicken Little. They have those little reflective panels.
They think it's a big alien spaceship. It's supposed to be here in November to take us all out. So
they'll be nice aliens.
We'll see.
Good.
It'll be fine. I'm kind of ready.
Yeah, right. Not before Christmas. Wait till after the holidays.
Yeah, it's right around my birthday. Let me have my birthday first, and then
blow us
up. Then blow us up. Yeah. The other big stuff I was following yesterday, the key takeaways from the Apple event. We got an iPhone 17 coming out now. They all look the same. They got a new chip in there. Cameras are supposed to be a little bit better. Base storage is 256 gigabytes now. Same colors. Nothing really blew my skirt up except this iPhone Air. It's supposed to be the thinnest iPhone ever. 5.6 millimeters.
Looks like you could snap it like a toothpick.
I put it in my back pocket. What if I sit on that
thing? Oh, God.
You'll bend it. You'll bend it.
Will bend it.
Probably should not get that. Hey.
It's made with aerospace-grade titanium and ceramic shield materials. I was watching some influencer who had his hands on one. He's like, this one's not mine. But once I get a couple of these back to my studio, he's like, we're going to do some bend tests on it and see what it can handle. What else? They had some new AirPods that came out with improved noise cancellation. They can do live translation, which is pretty neat. That's kind of fun to, you know, sit at a restaurant and put those
in. Sit at a nail salon, Katie.
I know.
Yeah.
See what everybody's saying.
I wasn't going to say it, but Josh did. and then they can monitor your heart rate in it, too, which is neat. So
your headphones?
Updates to the headphones, the watch got some updates, and the prices got some updates, too.
All right. Do we have any new emojis? I always like the new emojis.
Katie, I didn't see anything about that, actually.
Why don't they give us what we want? Though.
Well, they got new ones, like last summer.
Write another letter.
Well, there was a story about, where is it at? I had this. I was going to talk about it later, but since you brought it up, the story says Americans used a record 132 trillion megabytes of mobile data last year. That is a massive number.
Wow.
And I made a note on here. It said that's probably mostly Katie's fault with all the emojis that she puts in everything.
I'm an emoji user.
She over emojis.
I do. Sometimes I just send an emoji. Sometimes I'm just like, yeah, smiley face. Yeah,
so
thumbs up.
I have never seen anything like
unicorn.
It. You're like a 12-year-old girl.
I think it's fun. You know, I make myself smile, and
that's all that matters. While the rest of us are like, good God, there's 40 emojis in
what
this text.
What does that even mean?
Can't even read what she says.
Sloth, Christmas tree,
don't
donut.
Even know.
Like, what
Nobody
is
knows.
This?
All right, the big local sports news, of course, is this Broncos stadium. Josh, you got any deets on that?
Dude, yes. 2031, your Denver Broncos are getting a brand new stadium. The Walton Penner Group talked about it yesterday, how they are going to fund the entire thing. So
yeah.
Americans will not be paying any more new taxes, which is awesome. There have been $7 billion worth of new stadiums built in the last couple of years around the NFL. And with that, it's been, I think, around $716 million of people's taxes.
Yeah.
And for the Broncos fans in Denver, that will not happen.
Yeah.
So that's really, really cool.
I like this location, this rail yard.
Funding themselves. Burnham Yards.
Burnham Yards
is a very...
George Burnham.
Yes, it's a very historic area of Denver, especially back when most of travel was by railroad.
By choo-choo train?
It was by choo-choo train. So that's where they have bought that land over the last couple months.
Only about a mile away from the one
it's
that
not
we got
that
now.
Far.
It's not far at
it's
all.
It's really not that far. Actually, if you over the next couple years, you will be seeing the new stadium be built while you're at the old stadium in some areas. If you're in the higher sections, you'll be able to see
they're
that.
They're already talking about how they're going to rip the old one down and make it, you know, retail and apartments and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, it'll be heavily used for Denver purposes.
I want a piece of it. Like how everyone got a piece of the old Mile
High.
Yeah,
you get a seat or something,
I want something.
Just go take
a
seat.
I need to.
Yeah, I know people that have seats. I know people that got some from the last stadium.
Well,
I want one.
Yeah, Greg Penner and Kerry Walton, they talked about it. And let's take a listen to what they had to say here.
Here you go. It's our goal to have world-class facilities for this team and for our fans, obviously, with the rich tradition and history at Mile High, and find something that the fans would love as a site that had proximity to that and Denver. We couldn't be more excited about Burnham Yard as the preferred site to build a new stadium and an incredible year-round destination.
One of our goals is to be a really good partner across the community. We really have tried to do that since we arrived 3 years ago, aspiring to be the best team to play for, to work for, and to cheer for. We want to create an amazing venue for our fans as well as for our players.
The first time we stepped on the site, there was a real appeal going back to the history of Burnham Yard and the rail, which is an important part of Colorado history.
It's not something that will just have a large parking lot all around it, but really creating some place that's special that people leave and talk about and say, oh my gosh, when you come to Denver, you've got to be here at Burnham Yard.
Oh my gosh. I like the renderings they had of this. All the stores around it were like Gucci and Louis Vuitton.
I know.
And
there
was like all these high-end.
Bentley.
I like the sliding top. You know, they can enclose it.
The retractable
roof. So they're going to have a retractable roof on this one.
Super Bowl contender to hopefully
They want a Super Bowl here. That's the whole thing. And you're not going to get one unless, because again, February in Colorado is usually really cold, and they want the best of the best, you know, on the best field
average
with the best
45
weather
degrees.
Conditions. So.
Well, and so much more than just football. We're talking Final Four, WrestleMania. Like,
yeah,
so
there's
many
a lot.
Big events will come here now.
Yeah, WrestleMania.
Because of the retractable roof.
Yeah,
like,
so you can do this. There's so many things that will be coming to Denver and really make Denver as not just a football hub, but a sports hub in and of itself. And people say, you know, Empower Field / Invesco Field, back when it first was created, is not that old. It's only 24 years old. It's actually 24 years old today. Their inaugural game was September 10th, 2001, when the Broncos took on the New York Football Giants for Monday Night Football back in 2001, which is crazy. It's not that old, but if you want to have a Super Bowl here, you got to have a roof. And I am so excited for this. Many Broncos players tweeted out how excited they were, especially the younger ones. Bo Nix spoke about his excitement. He should be the quarterback of the future.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what this looks like because you see the new like Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas and the Kroenke Stadium out with the LA Rams, SoFi Stadium. Those are top-notch, best of the best. So I cannot wait to see what the richest owners in the NFL do.
It'll be nice.
It'll be
bougie. And they said they're going to keep that roof open pretty much all the Broncos games, though, because it's an advantage
for our team, because
altitude and weather. They're like, we're going to keep it open.
The only time I could truly ever see them closing it is like playoff games and Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, so I'm excited for that.
And honestly, I love that it's coming as early as 2031. I thought this would take a lot longer to get all up and running and actually using the stadium. So the fact that they put out that date of 2031, I'm like, wait
that's
a minute.
That's still 6 years away.
But still.
you'll be deep in your 60s, Katie.
Like, but still. Like, Jeremy, no, I won't. I'm just like,
you're like 62 years old when
it's thought that it would be a, you know, the 2035, 2040 thing. I didn't think that they make it so quick.
36 years
that,
old.
And the fact that they don't ask for any taxpayer money, that is unheard of. That
we'll see how
is
much tickets and sale prices
funded.
Go up.
I want
to
see what they're going to do with the horse that's up on the scoreboard. Anyone else?
They're going to move him.
I know.
Yeah.
I
they moved
see what
him
they
from
do
the
with
first
the horse. I know. I want to see where they put him this
probably
time.
On top
same
of the
spot.
Scoreboard in the dome.
Probably same spot. I'm hoping.
I
they
hope
better.
They're
going to
put him at the 50-yard line.
They better.
I hope they put him as the conductor in a train that goes around the stadium.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You have to pay homage to the railroad life
I
there,
thought about
right?
that. Like, they got
to
put some sort of train.
You've got to have some kind of train, something, so you can have that horse in a little train as the conductor.
What? There's
you think they'll put little like train tracks down into the, the stands and it just delivers your food?
Oh,
on, like a little choo-choo?
Awesome.
Brilliant.
Yes.
I think that's what they need to do.
If a little conductor brings me my nachos in a train car, I'd be so happy.
Yes.
I like it. You should tell them. Go tell Greg Penner right now.
I'm going to get on the board.
Yeah.
Do
you
it.
Should. Oh, my
you
gosh.
Should.
What we need is trains delivering snacks is what we need.
Yeah.
Katie, you got time for a couple local stories.
Yeah, well, we just want to get the word out on the alerts on our phones today, right? I've seen this story in the news all week. And at 11 o'clock this morning, to test all the emergency stuff, they're going to be putting out alerts on our phone for the wireless emergency alert system as well as the reverse emergency notification system. So they have to do this once a year to make sure stuff's in proper working order. So today at 11, you should be getting those alerts. And then two Colorado restaurants made the New York Times best restaurant list, guys. This is a really big deal. New York Times, one of the biggest publications in the country. And Mezcaleria Alma in Denver is one of the restaurants that got a nod. But the other one, I have been raving about this place for as long as I can remember. Bin 707 Food Bar in Grand Junction. I've told you guys about this spot. I had the best burger of my whole life there. The Bin Burger is phenomenal. If you're ever over on the Western Slope, you have to go
what
to
makes it
Bin
so great.
707 Food Bar. I believe, well, here's the thing, is over, I mean, Colorado in general, we are known for having great produce. We have a lot of ranches. There's a lot of farm community here. So the beef, the chicken, all that stuff.
It's good cow, huh?
And if you can localize and get those sources that are bringing it right to your restaurant, that's what Bin 707 Food Bar does. Mm. They team up with a lot of local ranchers and local farmers, and they get all that produce brought in fresh. And it makes such a big difference. But also, we're talking world-class chefs up in there, so they know what they're doing. I mean, I had some fried chicken there once, and this was during COVID, so this was like, remember when they had to package everything and you had to come pick it up and take it home? It was such a different way to live, but the food suffered in that time, in my opinion, and theirs did not. They were still knocking it out of the park, even with all the restrictions and everything. And this is some of the best fried chicken. They coated it in a blueberry crumb, and who would have thought chicken and blueberry would go together, but I still don't think it does.
That.
No, I'm telling you, Josh, it does. Mm-hmm. But that burger, the best burger I've ever had. So shout out to Bin 707
like
Food
weed,
Bar,
doesn't it?
blueberry crumb.
It probably is. But and then locally again, Mezcaleria Alma in Denver.
Sneeze.
Shout out to both of them because it's a big deal to make it into the best restaurant.
That's a huge deal
in the New York Times. So hats off to y'all. There you go.
Got anything else? You can give me one more.
Okay. A man in Boulder was scratched on the back by a bear, and he's lucky that's all that happened to
him, right?
Scratch
my back, I'll scratch yours.
I know. Well, he was trying to run. Apparently, he was taking his dogs on a walk at like 11 o'clock at night, and he came across a sow and her cubs, and he tried to run away from the bear, but he tripped over his dog's leash, and he fell, and then he lay there, and he was like, and then the bear scratched his back and ran away. That's all that happened.
The story?
And he's okay. Even the police officer was like, well, they're superficial cuts. Like, he's fine.
I didn't know. Mother bear was called a sow.
I thought that was a cow. No, the mother bears are called sows.
But
that's the thing is they want to get the word out because they weren't able to find that bear. And anytime they come into human contact, there's protocol and whatnot. So they just wanted people to know that there's a bear.
It'll
scratching
scratch
backs.
We got a scratcher over here.
Get him. He's on the ground. Scratch
so there you go.
There There you go. Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.